The United Nations resumed a formal dialogue with Iraq today. Secretary General Kofi Annan met with Iraq's foreign minister and made clear his priority was to get weapons inspectors back inside the country. There's no indication yet as to when that might happen, though Iraqi and UN officials called today's talks productive. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In the first high-level meeting with an Iraqi delegation in more than a year, Kofi Annan stressed the need for Baghdad to allow inspectors to verify Iraq's claims that it has eliminated weapons of mass destruction. To drive that point home, he had the chief UN weapons inspector with him. Iraq's foreign minister, Naji Sabri, left the talks, saying the dialogue will continue in mid-April.
We had a constructive and positive exchange of views on various issues related to the Iraq-UN relationship, and hopefully we shall continue in the same spirit in April.
UN weapons inspectors left Iraq in 1998, complaining that Baghdad was obstructing their mission. Soon afterwards, U.S. and Britain launched a military campaign, and the inspectors have not been allowed back since. Some U.S. officials fear the Iraqis now might simply be trying to buy time as the Bush administration debates ways to topple Saddam Hussein. U.S. officials are considering their options, even as diplomats work through the United Nations to get weapons inspectors back. Jeffrey Kemp of the Nixon Center says there's something of a contradiction in this.
We have to decide what is most important for us. And Iraq completely neutered as far as weapons of mass destruction is concerned, or a new regime. Until recently, it was assumed that these were not an either-or argument, that there was no way the Saddam Hussein regime was ever going to permit open-ended inspectors. And that is probably still true, but there is a possibility.
A possibility, Kemp says, that Saddam Hussein will make concessions like he has never done before if the Iraqi leader feels his neck is on the line. And if that happens, it will be even tougher for the United States to win international support for military action against Iraq. Still, U.S. diplomats are making their case. Just yesterday, State Department officials went to the U.N. Sanctions Committee to show satellite photos that they say prove Iraq is buying trucks under the Oil for Food program and then converting them for military purposes. Charles Dulfer, formerly with the U.N. Special Commission on Iraq, says the United States is trying to justify the tough position it is taking in approving contracts for the Oil for Food program.
The United States has taken a lot of criticism for blocking contracts because they suspect that things bought under that program may be diverted. This is a case where it appears that Iraq has purchased trucks, which obviously can be used for transport of civilian things, but evidently have been modified to form rocket launchers.
The United States says it is close to an agreement in the Security Council on a new list of items that must be checked before being exported to Iraq. Some Security Council members, including Russia, though, want to see the UN spell out more clearly how Iraq can get out from under the sanctions altogether. Getting weapons inspectors back is one step in that direction. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.